because of that. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونصلي ونسلم ونبارك على الحبيب المصطفى عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. اللهم اجعلنا في معيته واجعلنا في صحبته واجعلنا من أهل شفاعته إن شاء الله يوم لا ظل إلا ظلك يا كريم. أما بعد, dear brothers and sisters, I want to quickly to remind ourselves with something that happens every day, something that touches every Muslim on earth, something that we probably asking ourselves for. Why are we are in this situation? And I'm not going to talk politics here. I'm going to take what happens to us. What are the simple qualities that we've lost? Things that Muslims previously has been doing, things that we can do but we are no longer doing it, which we lost a lot of qualities and a lot of things because of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Quran, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى وَأَهْلَهَا مُصْلِحُونَ. It's a promise from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not go into a country, al-qura, any people, non-Muslims or Muslims, يُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى, destroy it totally. You can see hurricanes and you can see earthquakes and you can see strange things happen in air. A lot of people, thousands and thousands of people are wiped out. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى وَأَهْلَهَا مُصْلِحُونَ. يعني that never ever happens if someone is in this town or in this place. Just believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that means we are in an agreement with Allah. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning of Surah Al-Ma'idah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. يعني if you are in agreement with Allah, توفي بالعقود, that means you have to commit to this agreement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not asking you for anything. The commitment from your side has many skills and qualities that you have to commit, you have to do. We as Muslims have to do. And we have to understand that anything happens for us, it doesn't come haphazard. It's not a coincidence. ما أصابك من مصيبة فمن نفسك. يعني if anything happens, something wrong happens to us, something wrong that we are doing, and we have to investigate that. What's wrong in ourselves? What we are doing wrong towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that's why we are not that ummah that we used to do before. We are not that ummah that we had been before. What happened? Something wrong happens to us. Simple things in quality and in behavior. Al-ikhlas lillah. Just to be sincere to Allah. Be sincere to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran told Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. The whole life, it's everything I'm doing is for you Allah. نسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. You and I, everything we do is for Allah. When you do your business, you are actually doing it for, when you do it properly, من أخذ الأجر حسبه الله على العمل. يعني when you do your work, whatever your work is, you will get your money or whatever daily or monthly at the end of the day. How far you've done it good, as good as you can. The quality of what you do, الإخلاص في العمل. This is one of the things that we as a Muslim has been ordered to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ إِذَا عَمَلَ أَحَدُكُمْ عَمَلًا أَن يُتْقِنَ. This is the hadith. يعني if you do anything, you do it at the best quality. Al-ikhlas. To do sincere in actions, not in work, in actions. When you say something, do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Quran, كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. كَبُرَ, يعني شدة الغضب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is المقت هو الكره, أعوذ بالله, hatred. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hate that you say something you do not do. كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. Just be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you say you are doing something, do it. You are not doing something, don't do it. If you do a mistake, admit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have to admit anybody, but admit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to be sincere. That level of sincerity to Allah is lost. Something wrong in us happened. This is something that we have to remain. And Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri,
in one of the khutbah, he was the attendee, he wasn't the khatib. And the khatib started to say his khutbah, and the khutbah, the word doesn't come into Imam Hassan Basri, his heart. And then Imam Hassan al-Basri said something interesting. Said, "Imma an shay'un fi qalbi aw shay'un fi qalbik." يعني, something wrong. It's either me or you. The word doesn't come into my heart. Sincerity to Allah. If you are sincere, your words will go through. But just be sincere. Whatever you do, be honest in that case. That nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us. Yani, all your life, you have to understand, all your life, whatever you do, even if you go shopping, you are actually doing for Allah. Because when you are doing shopping, you are doing for your family. Every penny you spend on your family is a sadaqah for you. It's not something, yes, it is expensive, yes, but it's a sadaqah for you. So when you spend in your family, it's a sadaqah. You don't lose it. So even in this one, it's still for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sincerity for Allah is one of the key points, the relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we lost. That sincerity to Allah is lost, doesn't exist. And that's one of the main qualities as a Muslim that we have to have. حسن الخلق والتخاطب مع الناس. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him many, many times in Quran. لو كنت ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك. يعني if you are that harsh, if you are using these tough words, لانفضوا من حولك, they will go away. And Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام was so soft, extremely soft with people. يعني can you imagine the Prophet and the King of Mecca after he went over Mecca, they were called, he Malik Mecca, that's what he was called. Malik Mecca, he was, when he called after Fath, he was the ruler of the whole area. And can you imagine that prophet and that great man, a woman wants to ask him a question, but he was standing among other men. What she's doing, she's done something very strange. She just pulled him from his sleeve and he just went with her slowly. The Sahaba get angry, he doesn't. You see the difference? And that's the type of person. I'm not asking you to do this because it's very difficult. I understand. But that's the way we have to see the example. Be lenient with others. Have treating these people with respect. Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام رحم الله رجلا سمحا إذا باع وإذا اشترى وإذا اقتضى. This is the hadith. يعني be that lenient, be that soft. If you are selling, if you are buying, be lenient. Forgiving the people. If someone doesn't have enough money, you could go for it. Give him less of a discount. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be giving the blessing to you. Samhan, as-samh, to be lenient, to be that soft. وَإِذَا اقْتَضَى. اقْتَضَى, what does it mean? Someone owes you money. And you are giving him a chance. Don't ask and ask and ask and ask and be attained to him. When you are actually that patient to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you thawab. You are not losing. You are not losing. A simple thing that you do will change everything. As-sabr, patient. Brothers and sisters, you have to understand, none of us will not be tested. None of us will not be tested. It's a mandatory for each and every single one of us individually. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran. يعني, do you think you will live this life without fitna, without test, without going through difficulty, whatever that type of difficulty is? It could be family difficulty, it could be daughter, it could be wife, it could be your son, it could be your business, it could be anything. أحسب الناس أن يقولوا آمن وهم لا يفتنون. The difference is, any one of us wish that whatever difficulty he is going through will just close your eyes and it will be sorted out. No, it will not happen. It didn't happen before and it didn't happen, it will not happen for you and it will not happen after you. That is not going to happen. If something you have has been, you have to go through it, you have to go through it. If a difficulty you have to go through, you have to go through. Prophet Ya'qub, in the whole story, when he lost his first son, Prophet Yusuf, and then his son his brother Benjamin, which is the son of Yaqub, two sons, sequence, one after the other, he lost them, disappeared. He told us something really, really nice to him. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ الصَّبْرُ الْجَمِيلُ الصَّبْرُ دُونَ شَكْوَى. الصَّبْر, patience is never ever a nice thing. It's an extremely difficult thing. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَذَلِكَ يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And in the day of judgment, الصَّابِر الَّذِي احْتَسَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, يعني he understand whatever difficulty I'm going through is from Allah. وَالِاحْتِسَابِ الْأَجْرِ, يعني I'm waiting the rewards from Allah. يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The rewards are endless to those types of people, inshaAllah. You have to understand whatever difficulty you are in, or whatever difficulty we are in, Muslims these days in all types of difficulty. At all level, at the individual level, at the community level, at the country level, at the government level, at all levels. We are going through extreme levels. والصبر يحتسب عند الله صبر جميل. What صبر جميل means? صبر دون شكوى. يعني if you want to complain, ارفع اكف الضراع الى الله. Say your complaint to Allah. To Allah, you are going through something. Try to sort it. It's difficult, and that's the test. It's not going to be sorted out in one day or in 1 hour. But you have to accept it's a test that you are going through. Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, and you have to understand, the more the test is difficult, the more a believer you are. The test is going through as per your level of faith. The more tough test you're going through, the more believer you are. It's a fact. It's a fact. Some of the ulama said, if you pass 2 weeks without a single test, not even injured anything, check yourself. What's wrong with you? Because anything is a test for us. Anything is a test for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going, each and everyone will go through difficulty. Whatever difficulty you are in, anything has a start, has an end. Brothers and sisters, can you just move a bit? Because so anything start has an end. It's a fact. If a difficulty has started with you, it will end sometime, someday. The difference is how far you have been patient to this one. Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام in the hadith said, عجبا للمسلم أمره كله خير. يعني something strange in the believer, that Muslim. Everything is good for you. How come? Even if you've been patient, إذا ابتلي فصبر. يعني if you've been going through difficulty and you've been that patient, you will get the huge rewards in the day. So it's good for you. It's good for you. The difference is, how am I going to gain the best out of that situation I'm going through? Sabr. One of the main qualities, main qualities of Muslims. In any war, if you look at any battle for Muslims, we have never ever been the stronger side. Never. We are always have been the weak side. But we're always being the winner side. How could that equation happen? The difference is who you are. Who you are. That's the point. That's what makes the big difference. Umar radiallahu anhu, in his time, someone was have a pain, a really severe pain. So when he went him to visit him, he told him, I have a severe pain. Umar radiallahu anhu put his hands and read Surah Al-Fatiha. That's all. And he went in, and the man, subhanallah, recovered. And after Umar, this man kept the story in his mind. Umar died, and after years and years, and the same person happened to another person. And then he told him, I've seen Umar done this. And he put his hand on the fatha. Nothing happened. He said the fatha is the same, but the difference is the hand. Who you are, that's the difference. The Quran that you and I read is the same. But who you are makes the big difference. How these words that in Quran goes through your heart and make the difference, that's the difference. How you are willing to change to improve, that's the difference. How you are a believer, that's the difference. And that's where we want to change. As-sabr is one of the things that makes people wake up. Going through difficulty is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending you a message. Something wrong here. Or you are a good believer and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, you all know the story of Hadithat al-Ifk. Hadithat al-Ifk is one of the stories that shake the whole Medina. Simply, the Hadithat al-Ifk is Sayyidah Aisha, Lady Aisha radiallahu anha. She left Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. And she ride another camel. And then some people, أصحاب القلوب فيها غصة, يعني some people were the hypocrite in Medina, had seen Sayyidah Aisha went out of this, the other camel, which is not the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, and nobody feel that she was there, and then started the حديثة الإفك والعود بالله, and they started to accuse her that she's done actually fornication. Something shake the whole Medina. This is the wife of the Prophet. How can you imagine this? Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam is going through extreme difficulty, but he knows Allah subhanahu, and the whole story, if you read it from start to end, and you see the end of the story, the end of the story is to disclose a lot of things happened. Who are the hypocrites in Medina? And the hypocrites has been defined by names. So the whole, everything that happens has a purpose. It's not a haphazard. It has a wisdom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the difference is, how can you sustain and be persistent and patient in these difficult times? Any one of us will go through difficult time. But how do you respond to that difficult time? That makes the big difference. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وكفى, والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى, اللهم صل وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always to deal with other people, ادعو لسبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. If you cannot do any type of da'wah, just set yourself as a good example. Simply, if you can't do this, at least change yourself to be the better one. At least to be seen as a Muslim that can provide a good example. Al-Hikmah is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in many, many points in Quran. In many points in Quran. And we as a Muslim has been ordered to take this method, to take this behavior, to follow that Hikmah, wisdom, in all of our behavior. Even if we are dealing, not only in this simple case like to do da'wah, even simple case when you deal with your children, hikmah. You have to understand, there isn't a one way to get your message through to the people, or to your son, or to your daughter, or to your wife. There isn't one way. And Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam giving us more than one example in his way of da'wah. Either it's a khutbah, or it's an advice, or it's a hadith, or it's something he did without telling them to do, and they have seen the example to do. And then the last thing, that don't do it with your children, especially when they are young, to scare them, to tell them what is the punishment if you do this. And that skill, never ever use it, especially with young people, because these ones push the people to do things because only they are afraid, which is the last thing to do. That's only for people who are adult, arrogant. Then you do this method to show them what is the type of punishment if you insist to do what you have to do. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you read, go through the Quran, and the first ayah that being revealed is very strong on the way it is. Rhythm is very high, very strong words and meaning, very high in description of what type of torture is this one, what Jahannam is about, how is the day of judgment. If you read this ayat, you'll find the ayah is itself, it shakes you out. It's really shaking, very strong. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take these strong words to go through their heart. And that's another way, but that's the last way to do. The major and the main way, ادعو لسبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. الحكمة, wisdom, you as a Muslim is asked to be knowledgeable. You are asked to be knowledgeable, to know what is haram and what's halal, what I have to do, what I don't have to do. Because if you want to take your message to your children, or to anyone, to your wife, or to whoever, you have to have that knowledge, the minimum knowledge. But you have to do your best. وَهَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the day of judgment, we are not equal. Even the level of knowledge that you know about your religion will make us different. هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. So that means you've been asked even to be knowledgeable. That's something is a mandatory for us to do. And using the hikmah, wisdom, what does it mean? Who are the people that I'm talking to? What set of skills that you have? And when I said, who are the people, that's very important. When you are standing to talk in Islam or something like, am I talking to people who are probably in a far, somewhere in the area? Should I talk about globalization at this point in time? Probably not. So you have to select the subject, what you're talking about. Who are these people? What message I want to take them to go through? If you are talking to children, very simple rule, just tell them what they have to do. A child is a very simple thing. What do I have to do after this speech? Don't go in theories with the children about Jahannam and all of it. What do I have to do? Do this. And that's, you have to understand which type of skills that who am I talking to? What subject? How can I get the message good? Al-Hikmah. That's one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders. ادعو لسبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. الموعظة الحسنة, first of all, what's موعظة? موعظة to preach someone. الموعظة in the Arabic language, الناس بما يعلمون. What does it mean? That means I'll say you something that you actually know. It's not a new thing to do. It's not a new thing to you. What do I mean? So for example, you've seen something doing the wrong wudu or the wrong salah or whatever it is. You tell him how to fix it. So in reality, he is doing it. It's just that you are telling him how to do it the right way. So you're not actually telling him a new thing that he doesn't know. Because if it's a new thing, that's da'wah. But if you give him a preach or a ma'adha, that means something, but he does it probably not properly. Or he doesn't do it at all. Al-ma'adha al-hasana, how am I going to get the through in a very soft way? If you want to take your message through, you have to know these skills. In a very soft way, don't start with criticism of what they do. No, tell them what they have to know without criticizing what they do. It's exactly the same thing when you're asking someone in a non-Muslim. Don't criticize their belief. Whatever they believe, they believe. But tell them what Islam is about. And that's, if you look at it, it's the other way against Muslims. They always criticize us in one of them. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Don't get offended by this one. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, happened to him 1,000 times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even want to make it easy for him. In Surah Al-Kahf, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. يعني are you باخِع, باخِع, that means are you killing yourself because of sadness, because they are not listening to you? That means don't care about them. Whatever they say, they say. Get your message through. If someone criticizes Islam or someone criticizes Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever it is, Islam is saying this. Someone at the end of the day is going to listen. If you get one winner, you are the winner. Just get one person to listen to you. It's enough. So don't get offended for someone is actually offending you. No. Your task is to say the word. To say the right thing. لا يحزنك قولهم. Don't get sad for this. Look at the big picture. The big picture that you have to tell them Islam is about. People will get it wrong. That's normal thing. Will not believe in you. That's a normal thing. And this is one of the skills that we have to do. You have to understand Allah, Jalalillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is waiting for each and every one of us to do this. It's a skill that we have to do it. If you even tell the truth, it's a simple thing to do. It's an indirect way to tell the people, follow me, follow the truth that I'm doing. Don't tell your son something and you do exactly the opposite. He or she will not follow you. But he will not, probably he will not be able to stand and say, "Dad or Mom, you are a liar." Yes. But in the top of his mind, that is his opinion. Because you told him to do something, and you totally do something different. So even as actually, some ulama said, even if you lie, just be consistent when you lie. So we have to change ourselves, brothers and sisters. Changing ourselves is not a difficult thing. If you look at those Sahaba who changed themselves, who is Umar? If you look at the life of Umar before his life and before he became a Muslim, you will be astonished. A man who is always drunk, night and day, has no value in the way of his life. Change it to be one of the greatest Sahaba, Bushra bil Jannah. And one of them, he's been told, you are going to go to Jannah. If you look at the 180 degrees total change, how could that happen? Changed himself. لَا يُغَيْرُ اللَّهُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Brothers and sisters, we have to show respect to other people. In the hadith, Sahih Muslim, من كرم الله سبحانه وتعالى, كرمه, that means with the generosity of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. This is the hadith in Sahih Muslim. احترموا الشيبة, the old people. You have to show them respect. والمسلم, the Muslim, you have to show him respect. وحامل القرآن لا المبالغ فيه ولا الجافي فيه. يعني الحامل القرآن means people who are reading Quran continuously. لا المبالغ فيه, who doesn't go too far with the Quran in terms of reading. ولا المجافي فيه, that means he left totally the Quran. When I say left the Quran, Quran is not a souvenir to put it at home or put it on the wall. It's a book to read and understand. That's the main point. وصاحب الملك المقسط, that means the governor who is a fair governor, not any governor, the fair governor. Those people, we have to show them respect. It's a rule in Muslim. A simple things like this in Islam will make big change in our society. Simple qualities each and every one of us could do. We can do the change. We are busy, yes, every one of us is busy, but whatever you can do it and apply it, just don't remember, do it. Remind yourself with these qualities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the rewards insha'Allah, especially when you are in difficulty. Now keep in mind something. When you spend for Allah, for example, 10 pounds, there is a difficulty. Let's assume that all of us spend each 10 pounds. Does that mean all of us take the same rewards? No. No. Why? Why is a big question. First of all, your intention when you spend it. Allahu A'lam, what is your intention? Second, what is your status, financial status when you spend it? Do you have a million and you spend the 10? Or do you, this is the last 10 in your money? Big difference. Makes big difference. Who are you? And all of these things, only Allah to know. Only Allah to know is knowing these ones. So even if we spend the same amount of money, we hugely take lots of different rewards. Because Allah is the only one who knows the intention. Allah is the only one who knows what is your status now when you spend it. Allah is the only one who knows why you spend this one. Some people just spend because now he is really in that situation. Now I will remember Allah. And this is the worst thing to do. The worst thing to do is to just remember Allah when you are going through a bad situation. Once that bad situation is gone, forget about it. No prayer, no salah, no zakah, nothing. And that's the worst thing. That's the worst thing. Your relationship with Allah, you have to continually improve that relationship. It's you. Because you are the winner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you disobey Him or you obey Him, is not going to add anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَهُ جَلَالِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى will not increase or will not decrease with our obedience. It's us the winners with disobedience. And we have to know that we are the winners. And it's for our interest. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. يعني if you are doing shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be increased. لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. So that means shukr illah, I'm doing it for my interest. Not because I'm a good person and I'm dumb. No. And that's why I told you before, alhamdulillah is something different than shukr illah. A shukr illah, that means for your interest. Alhamdulillah wa inda ikhtimal al-ni'mah, when you are absolutely satisfied, you are not asking for more. Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja. Ikhtimal al-ni'mah min Allah, that means the blessing from Allah is absolutely complete. دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. And that's the words of Jannah. Brothers and sisters, I don't want to make it long, but I think the message is clear. These qualities that I've talked about are the critical qualities as a Muslim that we have to work on it. I'm just to remind myself and remind you that we have to change. Simple things will make huge changes to us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. اللهم تقبل صلاتنا ودعاءنا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحومة وتفرقنا تفرقا معصومة ولا تجعل فينا ضالا ولا محرومة. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم ارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم ولا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر. والطف بنا يا مولانا فيما جرت به المقادير. اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. اللهم ارحمنا وأنت أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا ملجأ منك إلا إليك سبحانك. اللهم إنا لا ملجأ منك إلا إليك سبحانك اللهم رب العالمين. اللهم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. وصلي وسلم على حبيبك المصطفى عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. وأقم الصلاة.